My friend Tommy pointed out another place where Jesus did not correct the misunderstanding. In Mark 5, verse 29, talking about this damsel, he says, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. Well, really, she was dead, but he's using sleep figuratively. They laughed him to scorn. He didn't take the time at that time to correct their misunderstanding. He didn't always do that. And John knows that. The scriptures are full of places like that. He knows that. In Matthew 26, 29, let's go back to this. It says, "But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day." Now, John says, when you look at Luke, that there were four cups in this time frame, and he's talking about another cup there. Well, I think this is something the Catholics made up about the four cups. I haven't found that anywhere in the scriptures. But I want you to notice that when you compare the three accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, of the institution of the Lord's Supper, they're not exactly the same in the order of the chronology. For example, the events in the Gospels are many times not recorded by the authors in chronological order. For example, in Matthew 26 and Mark 14, there's some comments recorded about Judas, about him betraying and everything, before the Lord's Supper. If you look at Matthew 26 and Mark 14, if you look in Luke 22, those same comments about Judas are recorded just after that. So they're not always in chronological order, John. And so in John 2, where he said, "I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom," recall that these events in Luke aren't necessarily put in the same chronological order. Remember, the comments about Judas follow that after the Lord's Supper institution. But in Matthew and Mark, they precede that. Now, let's imagine that there were four cups there, this thing that evidently the Catholics made up. Let's go back to Matthew 26, verse 29, and let's think about what cup is Jesus talking about in Matthew 26, 29 out of those four. He said, "But I will say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine." Now, which cup is he talking about? Which of those four cups is he talking about? Well, he's talking about this fruit of the vine. Let's imagine there are four. Which one is he talking about? The one in verse 28. This fruit of the vine. That's the one he just mentioned. The one that he says, "This is my blood." So whatever cup he was talking about when he said, "This is my blood," the very next verse, that same cup, let's assume there are four, the cup he said, "This is my blood," the next verse he said about that cup, let's say it's cup number two. Cup number two. About that cup number two is the one he said, "This is my blood," the very next verse he said, "This is fruit of the vine." So either my position is correct that "this is my blood" is a metaphor, just like he admits in John 4 twice, and all these other places, either that position is correct, or when he said, "This is my blood," it literally changed to the blood of Christ, and then by the time you get to verse 29, it literally changed back to fruit of the vine. Now remember, there are four cups according to John, but whatever cup Jesus said, "This is my blood," that's the cup he later said is the fruit of the vine. Now, this proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that John's position is wrong. He said, "Pat just assumed in John 6 it was a metaphor without evidence." I would call this an evidence. Jesus himself said it's fruit of the vine. After, according to your position, it's already changed to blood. Jesus, is that not good evidence? You mean if you get the exact words from Jesus, God himself, that's not good enough evidence, John? What about the inspired Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11? 26, 27 and 28, is that not good enough evidence that this bread did not literally change to the literal body of Christ when he said, after it supposedly changed, according to the Catholic position, "The thing that you eat is bread"? He says in verse 26 of 1 Corinthians 11, he says, "For as often as you eat this bread." Now, when y'all, the Catholics, when you take communion and you eat what we call the bread and y'all call the body, what did Paul say you're eating? Paul said you're eating bread. Three times. Verse 27, "Whosoever shall eat this bread." Paul said it's bread. And he said that by inspiration of God. Verse 28, he said, "You eat this bread." Jesus called it fruit of the vine after y'all call it blood. Paul called it three times bread after y'all call it the literal body of Christ. Now, what evidence could I get other than the fact that the scriptures say my position flat out? How is that hard to understand? I just don't understand how that's hard to understand. If it really changed the body of Christ, then after that, he would have called it the body of Christ. He could not have called it bread after that, because it wasn't really bread. If it literally changed to blood, then after that, he could not have called it fruit of the vine, because it's not fruit of the vine anymore. But they did. He did. It's just like John 4, when he says, "This water, you're going to have to drink this water in order to get everlasting life." It was a metaphor.
The water was not literal water. It just meant you have to be a partaker of the sacrifice of Christ. Receive the benefits of it. That's how you drink the water. That's how we eat the flesh and drink the blood of Christ in John 6, is we become a partaker in the benefits of His sacrifice. Thank you very much.